after the SARS outbreak, Hong Kong did a lot to improve the system. In every major hospital in Hong Kong now, we do have isolation facilities. So that's negative pressure, airborne isolation rooms with reasonably good facilities. The personal protective equipment, like the masks and gowns, gloves, are now everywhere in the hospital, so you can use it anytime. There's a government structure formed after SARS. In Hong Kong, we call it the Center for Health Protection. Its function is similar to CDC in U.S. It investigates outbreaks. It positions itself as the center for communication during outbreaks and also public health education. So with all these systems in place, we are successful in passing through some of the threats, including the 209 H1N1 and more recently the MERS coronavirus and now Ebola. So I think that compared to year 2003, we are in a much better position.
The Ebola outbreak was first detected in March. We're now in November. Did it take this long for SARS to come under control, or did it take just a matter of weeks?
That's a very different disease, I would say. So I can't really compare them directly. For SARS coronavirus, it was first detected in Hong Kong in about March 2003, and the outbreak started to die down in about late June 2003. So in Hong Kong, it lasted for about 3 months, and is under control, and that's obviously a joint effort by the community as well as all the healthcare professionals. I guess in Africa, the situation is quite different because the infrastructure for healthcare is very deficient. And also the virus is very different in terms of its transmission nature.
With thousands of Chinese living and working in Africa, how vulnerable is China to contracting Ebola, bringing Ebola back to the mainland?
Well, in Hong Kong, I think the traffic between West Africa and Hong Kong citizens are not frequent. I would say it's very infrequent. But we understand that there's a big African community in the southern parts of China, which is in the Guangdong province, right next to Hong Kong. And of course, if they bring the virus from Africa directly to mainland China and spread the disease there, if there's sustained transmission, there might be a chance that some of these cases might slip through and go into Hong Kong. There is a small risk in that. But I think that judging from the transmissibility of the infection so far, apparently, the virus is not easily spread during travels. Otherwise, we should be seeing a lot of cases contracting the virus on the airplane, judging from the experience from Europe and America. So I think that theoretically, we will few cases slipping through the border from mainland China to Hong Kong if there is sustained transmission. But the chance of widespread transmission in Hong Kong, I think, is not high.